Well, we did get a little bit of good news yesterday. The two of the Eurozone's biggest players have promised to stand by Greece, which is getting closer and closer to a possible default. And we got some interesting language from U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner when he spoke. He voiced confidence in Europe's ability to, quote, hold this thing together, but made it very clear it was the Europeans' problem to solve. French President Nicolas Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel held talks with the Greek Prime Minister late yesterday and were joined by Steve Evans, Berlin correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Steve, explain to me what it means when people say that Germany and France have promised to stand by Greece.
Greece is in a mess. Its public finances are in a mess. Greece is in the Eurozone. And a lot of people think that if Greece fails to pay its debts, well, then the Eurozone as a whole project falls apart. Italy might fall out of it. And if that happens, the banks that have lent to Greece will be in deep trouble. Basically, European banks. But the danger is, the fear is, that everybody will then start thinking, hold on a minute, we don't quite know where the bad debt is in the banks. Therefore, we don't trust the banks. Therefore, we pull our money out of banks. And if you think that's reminiscent of 3 years ago and Lehman Brothers, that's exactly what people say. So basically, the fear is that Greece's problems cascade around Europe and then cascade across the Atlantic in a very uncontrollable, very unpleasant fashion. So that's the task. Now, what then happened yesterday was that Chancellor Merkel of Germany and President Sarkozy of France said, we're sticking to the old policy. And you kind of think, well, so what? You know, they're sticking to the old policy. But there'd been an awful lot of chatter around the place with all kinds of people in Brussels and even in Germany coming up with alternative policy. And there were then signs of exasperation from Tim Geithner and from President Obama. The subtext was, this is a problem for everybody. Sort it out. The common thought now is that they've stepped to the plate and said, we're going to follow this policy through and we are going to sort it out.
We're speaking to Steve Evans, Berlin correspondent for our partner, the BBC. But as I understand from your reporting, Steve, there are actually a lot of people, not politicians, throughout the Eurozone who feel like it's time to cut Greece loose.
Sure. The German people, for example, think we work hard. We pay our taxes. Why should our taxes go to help out the Greek public finances when they have very odd pension arrangements, when, according to the tabloid newspapers here in Germany, there's widespread corruption and quite a lot of idleness? That's the way it's portrayed here. So there's a lot of resistance to the idea that people in the rich bit of the Eurozone should pay their money to keep afloat people in the worst performing bit of the Eurozone. If you like, it's a bit like that other big single currency zone on this planet, aka the United States of America, the dollar area. It's as though the people in the, you know, really well-oiled, functioning bits of the economy suddenly started saying, well, why should our money be going towards those bits of the economy which don't function so well?
Yeah. Steve Evans, Berlin correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Thank you so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.